Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show.
Ooh. Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show, where we get personal about underdog stuff in the news and the culture. Shout out to the underdogs, to my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that accidentally finds the show. You made it to the right place. We do this every Sunday, kickoff at 1 p.m., and we go to 3 p.m. every Sunday. And after 2 weeks off, whoo, getting used to being back in the studio, holding the boards down, answering the phones, looking at Facebook Live. Whew, I need to catch my breath. Answering the phones. Appreciate y'all. If you want to join the conversation, you can at area code 212-650-6903. Or you can go to Facebook Live at facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith. And you can watch and comment there. Shout out to all the people on the Facebook Live who tuned in. Kirsten Magwood, saw a comment from her earlier. Elizabeth, appreciate you. Used to work with Elizabeth back in my corporate America days. I always appreciate her energy and her support. Shout out to you and to all the other underdogs and friends and family that have jumped on to the Facebook Live. Appreciate you. All right. Today's episode, bad senators. We've talked enough about them for now. Let's get to bad magazine covers. You know, I remember early in my career, before becoming an entrepreneur, before launching Underdog Stuff, the company, business consulting and leadership coaching, before doing the on-air thing, radio host, podcaster, aspiring TV host too, and before starting to explore some things I can do in the community, there's a youth program that I'm working on, hopefully launching in 2018. And also, I'm starting to write now, which I'll share a little bit about later, but I actually published my first article earlier this week, which I'm excited about. But before all that, I used to work in corporate America, did marketing, brand management for 16 years. Woo, that's a long time. Sweet 16. And I'll never forget early in my career, being in a meeting when there was some brainstorming taking place. Folks were throwing out ideas related to some project we were working on. And I'll never forget, meeting lasted about an hour. We're early on in the meeting. I raise my hand and I say my idea. And then someone else has an idea. Then someone else has an idea. And someone else has an idea. And then later on, someone else, a little bit more senior than me, a little bit lighter skin than me, says the same thing I said earlier in that meeting. Basically the same thing. And everybody's like, oh my goodness, that's a great idea. And I'm like, what? Huh? I'm thinking to myself, I said that about 25 minutes ago. I saw people like nod their head. So I know you heard me. It wasn't like my lips were moving and no sound was coming out. Shout out to Elizabeth, who noticed that I didn't turn the mic on earlier in the show where my mouth was moving for those watching on Facebook Live and there was no sound coming out. Shout out to Elizabeth for noticing that. Appreciate you. And so I'm in this meeting and I'm thinking to myself, I said the same thing this person said 25 minutes ago. I know my lips were moving. There were words coming out, sound coming out. I saw a couple of you look me in the eye. I know you heard me. But then someone else says it later in the meeting, and all of a sudden, it's a great idea. And I remember in that moment, early in my career, feeling hurt, feeling ignored, and really wondering, how could I literally have been in a meeting, said something, and then someone else say the same exact thing later, and they get credit for it and not me. And I'm running through like all these scenarios in my head. I'm in my early 20s. I'm in a new environment. I never worked in corporate America before. And I'm just like, is it because I'm my age? Because I'm the youngest person in the room? Is it because of my race? Is it because I'm black? Is it because I'm new and you just don't listen to the new guy? Was it intentional? Was it just unconscious? All these things running through my head. But before the meeting ended, and maybe it was naivete, maybe it was me being pissed, and maybe it was the fact that it rubbed me the wrong way. So before the meeting ends, I remind folks and I say my idea again. And I go, I'm glad that you all are excited about the idea that so-and-so said that I said earlier in the meeting. Looks like we're starting to build some momentum of everyone wanting to go in the direction that I suggested. So I did speak up for myself. But I did feel hurt and ignored in that moment. And I'm sure I'm not the first nor the last underdog to feel that way when you've been the one to kick something off. And then all of a sudden, it seems like someone else gets the credit. Which leads me to bad magazine covers. This week, Time Magazine released its Person of the Year. Anybody know who the Time Magazine Person of the Year was? It somewhat relates to the topic in the first hour of the show. And before I tell you who that or who the Person of the Year was, just to give you some perspective of who've been some of the winners in the past. Barack Obama was the Time Person of the Year in 2012. There's been groups of people who've been the Person of the Year, the protesters, acknowledging the Arab Spring and some of the uprising in the Middle East and folks wanting a new approach to government and freedom over there. The Ebola fighters in 2014, again, it's called Person of the Year, but also groups can win Person of the Year, Time Magazine. And who can forget 2016, the winner was Donald Trump, as he became the 45th president of the United States in 2016. And officially, obviously, in January when the inauguration happened. And this year, Time's Person of the Year is called the Silence Breakers. Those women who have spoken out about sexual harassment and sexual assault that has happened to them, who've bravely taken on oftentimes men in power, Harvey Weinsteins, the Matt Lauers, and taken on institutions that made it okay for some of those predators to continue to assault and harass women. And the Silence Breakers have started to turn the tide on that. And we talked about it earlier. Folks like Conyers, Franken, Franks, and that's in politics, and obviously beyond politics, Harvey Weinstein in the media, Charlie Rose. Sexual harassment and sexual assault has been something that's been happening to women and also to men too for a long time. And in a lot of cases has been kept as a secret. And it seems, at least for no more, there's a tide turning in a different direction. With that said, though, part of this tidal wave, part of this movement has included some social media awareness building and activism. And it was called the hashtag MeToo. And this movement, this hashtag, which became more than just a hashtag, became a declaration, became people breaking their silence, became strength in numbers, was started by a woman named Tarana Burke. And I think some of you may see where I'm going now with today's title, Bad Senators, Bad Magazine Covers, Bad Habits. Like I said earlier, I was in that meeting, I said something, someone else said it, and then they got the credit. They forgot who kicked the whole thing off. Well, it looks like Time Magazine is incomplete. Awesome that they acknowledge the Silent Breakers as a group being the person of the year, but incomplete because when you look at the cover, at least in my opinion, there's someone missing. And that makes it a bad magazine cover. Because I don't like when underdogs are not appreciated and not acknowledged for what they do. She was the person behind the Me Too hashtag movement. And rightfully so, people feel like Time Magazine didn't show the value that she had in the movement. People feel like instead of just listing the movement, they should have listed the person behind the movement. Let me know if I'm making much ado about nothing. Am I being overly sensitive? I mean, Tarana Banks is in the magazine. She didn't make the cover, but she's in the magazine. If you go to Time, they got videos of her. They interviewed her. Am I making much ado about nothing? Or do I have a good case that just like you have or I have been in situations where you said something and someone else comes along and co-opts it, I don't like when this type of stuff happens. Now, with that said, you can join the conversation, area code 212-650-6903, and I believe I have a caller. I'm taking that in 1 second. At least not everybody left Ms. Burke out. Here's a clip from the Today Show where they've had their own troubles with Matt Lauer, who recently resigned based on his sexual misconduct. But it looks like they at least wanted to acknowledge that Ms. Burke needs to be center stage. So they had her and Alyssa Milano, who some credit with this Me Too movement when it was started by Ms. Burke. They had them both on the Today Show earlier this week.
We're joined now by Tarana Burke, the creator of the Me Too movement, and Alyssa Milano, one of the actresses who helped that hashtag go viral. Both of you starting a movement, ladies. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And do I have this right? You just met each other in person a few moments ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was a big hug there.
Yeah, we text like 20 times a day.
Yeah.
Okay. But the connection is there. And Tarana, I'll start with you because you did this hashtag. You said Me Too in 2006.
Yeah.
Has this exceeded even your wildest hopes for what might be able to be accomplished?
Yeah, I could never imagine this. I could never have envisioned something that would be that would change the world. I was trying to change my community.
Mm-hmm. Well, stepping forward is tough. You guys both did that.
And that was Tarana Banks, Burks, who it looks like the Today Show realized that Time Magazine may have missed the boat in leaving her out, but at least they brought her there along with someone who is, I get it, more popular. More people know Alyssa Milano from her Who's the Boss fame and things like that, but they had them both on instead of just Alyssa. And I can appreciate that. If you want to join the conversation, you can at area code 212-650-6903 or go to Facebook Live at facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith and comment there. Today's episode, bad senators, bad magazine covers, and bad habits. I'll share one of mine before the end of the show. Caller, name and where you calling from.
It's me again. Nobody else seems to want to call. Listen,
I appreciate
you know, that. If she had not been put on another radio show, which I will not, you know the radio show, but this is not your station, so I'm not going to mention it.
Yep.
We would not be hearing about the sister like we are, okay? I don't have any problems with the other young lady from Who's the Boss, but even I don't remember her name because I haven't heard from her in a long time. She's a good actress. She's done a Lifetime movie several years ago. But I mean, like, you know, even with all that we go through as women, people are never going to do the right thing. Nothing ever changes. You have to pull and tug and thank God for social media, because you probably would not have known that Tawana had started this in 2006. They would have pushed her right aside and you would not have heard about it.
Which would have been unfortunate. And so that's why today, you know, we do Underdog stuff here. I wanted to make sure we acknowledge her.
Yeah.
Because she is part of why we are where we are today.
Yeah. And I think that people should open up more about what's going on up on the Hill, because I'm quite sure that there are more than enough.
Come on.
There's enough garbage going on up on the Hill, and I'm quite sure a lot of us have been mistreated.
Hey, for sure.
And I don't care what color it is that the men are, if they've mistreated us, then they should be punished. And we should all get our money back, too.
Come on now. I talked about it earlier. Deborah, $15 million have been spent on basically hushing people up.
Right.
And they spent our money.
Right. For Pedophile Hill.
Yeah, and so I'm like, I get it. Conyers, Franken, okay, but what about the rest of them?
Yeah. I mean, bring them all out.
That's what I want to keep.
Bring them all out.
Keep in top of mind, and hopefully folks don't, like, let that just slide on by, because it shouldn't.
I mean, he said he wanted to clean it out, right? What did he call it?
The swamp. He wants to drain the swamp.
He should be careful of what he wants.
Yeah, because he might go down the drain with it.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, hey. Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Appreciate you, Deborah. Mm-hmm. And that was Deborah from Manhattan, who seems to agree that Ms. Burke should not have been left out of this discussion. And she hasn't, I haven't, and I know a lot of you Underdogs haven't either. With that, though, before we go to break, I do want to mention one cover that I did like in the past week or two since I've been gone, which was GQ. They announced their Citizen of the Year, and it was Colin Kaepernick, which they did a better job than Sports Illustrated, which, as we know, weeks ago did a cover about players and protesting, and they had a bunch of people on the cover and left him out. So this seems to be a quite of a trend that I don't like. But glad GQ acknowledged Colin Kaepernick, and glad that at least the Today Show tried to do a make good of where Time headed in the right direction, but to me was incomplete in terms of the silence breakers front and center should have included Miss Tarana Burke. With that, we're going to take a quick break and come back with more of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Today's episode, Bad Senators, Bad Magazine Covers, and Bad Habits. And I'll talk about one of mine before we end the show. With that, though, I want to go to break with Tarana Burke, give him some more context to the Me Too movement. And then we'll go to some quick music and then come back with more of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Let's get personal about Underdog stuff in the news and the culture.
When you go through something as traumatic as sexual violence, there's a way that you close up. Your protection, the way you protect yourself, it's like you're shrouded in shame. And the disclosure, not just the disclosure, but then the subsequent having somebody else connect with you and say, you're not alone in that. It just frees you. It frees you from the shame. You don't have to give the details because the details really don't matter. If somebody is bold and stands up and tells their story and you're not ready to do that, and that's not where you are in your journey, to just simply say, me too, is powerful, but it's soft. Me too can be a conversation starter or it can be the whole conversation.
Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote, underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.